This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You've heard that the woman known as Roe in Roe v. Wade, the plaintiff to the Supreme Court in 73, landmark case that legalized the extermination now of 50-plus million children. It dwarfs slavery and the amount of deaths and despair that we had in this country, the slavery of black people. And now the woman known as Roe has, she's allowed to have a brief to the court because she was plaintiff in the case. She's, of course, a born-again Christian and knows now that it's murder and wants to reverse this, and it's being brought to the Supreme Court. Joining us is Sharon Blakeney, and we appreciate her joining us, attorney and counselor at law, and she is one of the lawyers on the team with the organization here in Texas that is countering the government and trying to reverse this Nazi policy. Sharon, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Great to be here, Alex.
Tell us about yourself, tell us about your client, and where this is all going, please.
Well, obviously, it's going to be going to the Supreme Court. Our client is tremendously relieved, quite frankly, Alex, at the filing of this. I don't know if you got to see any of the press coverage, but it really lifted a great weight off of her shoulders. She has borne this burden for quite some time after she realized the travesty that abortion is to women and children. And she very much wishes to see this this case set aside and overturned, and we fully intend to represent her in doing that.
Well, that's wonderful. And give us details about your client, and I want to revisit the 73 case and then look at what you think is going to happen with the new case at the Supreme Court.
Okay. Her affidavit, you can see it online if you go to www.operationoutcry.org. You can actually read much more about Norma's story. Very briefly, though, back in 1970, Norma was a homeless woman that was pregnant and did seek an abortion. She went to a doctor. The doctor said, it's illegal to perform abortion in Texas, but I know an attorney that would like to see that changed, and maybe she can help you. And then Norma was introduced to the attorney that filed the Roe versus Wade case. Norma actually had her baby. She did not have an abortion, and the baby was put up for adoption. And however, she had very little contact after that point when she signed the affidavit for her attorney regarding the case itself. There was no trial. There was no fact-finding hearing, no evidentiary hearing at all. It was all based on summary judgment motions, and Norma McCorvey herself learned of the ruling at the Supreme Court by reading it in the Dallas Morning News. Alex?
Yes, I'm right here. I was over here on the other side of the studio digging through news articles. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you were still there. Basically, after the ruling, Norma did become a worker in abortion clinics for several years, and it was during that time that she saw how abortion negatively affected women. And then she became a Christian and very pro-life. She has her own pro-life ministry, Roe No More, and that is how we came to represent her. And through what we believe will be a dramatic change in the law of this country, we have filed this Rule 60 motion on her behalf to see the case overturned.
Now, President Bush's wife is against overturning Roe v. Wade. Do you think Bush will try to block this somehow?
No, actually, Alex, if you look at online at the press briefing that Ari Fleischer gave yesterday morning, He was asked directly if the president has ever contended that the Supreme Court was wrong in ruling on Roe versus Wade. And Ari Fleischer answered that the president repeatedly said throughout 2000...
All right, Sharon, stay right there. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here. We're live, already into the second hour, in fact, 8 minutes and 40 seconds into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast, as we go out on the AM and FM dial and a growing list of wonderful affiliates, simulcast on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night at 5.085 and 6890, and on the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Roe wants abortion case reversed, Associated Press. The former plaintiff, known as Jane Roe, in the 73 U.S. Supreme Court case that legalized abortion, sought to have the case overturned in a motion filed Tuesday that asked the courts to consider new evidence that abortion hurts women. Norma McCorvey, who joined the anti-abortion fight nearly 10 years ago, says she regrets her role in Roe v. Wade. Again, that was the alias, Roe v. Wade. Says the Supreme Court decision is no longer valid because scientific and anecdotal evidence that has come to light in the last 30 years has shown the negative effects of abortion, including increased chances of cancer. You know, if God wants you to abort and it's a bad pregnancy, it'll happen, folks. And it's very bad for women, increased cancer. If you do it in an unnatural fashion, if you go in and kill the baby, it also causes massive emotional problems, and it creates all these damaged women who then join the New World Order cause to carry all of this out. And we're getting our babies back, a jubilant McCorvey said at a news conference, all flanked by about 60 women, some who sobbed and held signs that read, "I regret my abortion. I feel like the weight of the world has just been lifted off my shoulders," said McCorvey, 55. And Sarah Weddington, who I just so happened to meet here in Austin, because she lives here in Austin, the abortion advocate attorney who originally represented McCorvey, did not immediately return a call seeking comment. Representative from the National Organization of Women also did not immediately return a message. And we're joined by one of Norma McCorvey's lawyers, attorneys, Sharon Blakeney. And she is with the Justice Foundation that is trying to counter what's happening. And, Sharon, we were talking about Bush saying that he is against Roe v. Wade, which is a good thing. He wanted to make some comments to go into the history of what happened, how Norma McCorvey was used, and what this means now in the Supreme Court having the case reopened. Please continue.
Well, obviously, we're thrilled that the president has come out strongly voicing his opposition to Roe v. Wade through Ari Fleischer yesterday morning in the press conference. And we feel this just confirms that this is the right thing to do. And as far as what this means, I believe, Alex, it's going to mean a dramatic history-making change in the laws of this country.
Well, that's certainly the case. Going back to some more of the history of Norma McCorvey, known as Jane Roe, this homeless woman who they basically used, and then how she got into the abortion industry, the death mills, and then her awakening to this great evil, and now how she's trying to counter this, definitely a testament to her. Can you give us the history of this for those that aren't aware of it?
You gave a very good summary just then, Alex. I'm not sure that I could add into many more details. I know that her story is in her affidavit that is on our website. Obviously, she saw some very terrible things working in the abortion clinics that clearly pricked her conscience, and she came to realize that abortion is a great cruelty to women, that it's not a benefit to women, it's not a good thing. And she saw herself the pain that women went through when they suffered abortions. And through her work there at the clinic, she met a Christian that led her to the Lord, and her life has been dramatically turned around, and she very much wants to see this case overturned. And we're very pleased and honored to assist her in that endeavor.
Now, it was clear that the socialists and the God-haters wanted to legalize abortion. And we know that the United Nations organization known as UNESCO pushes abortion worldwide in a big way. So they wanted this, and it's clear they used Norma McCorvey. Can you explain to us the legal system, how this works, how someone who has already had a case before the court can resubmit the case, and give us some of the websites so we can read the brief that you have filed?
Absolutely. Our website is www.operationoutcry.org, and if you click on the press packet icon there on the homepage, you will be able to read Norma's affidavit and the actual brief and motion that were filed with the Federal District Court in Dallas. Basically, the legal basis for the motion is found in Federal Rule of Civil Procedure, Rule 60. Under a Rule 60 motion, someone who is a party to a case can come back and file a motion with the court based upon changes in law or changes in facts that make it no longer just or equitable for the previous ruling of the court to have prospective application. In other words, when a prior ruling of the court has become a manifest injustice or is clearly erroneous given the changes in law and fact that have come to light since the original ruling, the court can overrule its case.
And the any idea on, or have any of the justices made comments like Scalia or Rehnquist or Ginsburg on what they're going to do with this new filing?
Well, I don't know that they've made any publicly, and most likely they've not. Judges are not not allowed to make comment on a case that might possibly be before them, and we fully expect that this case certainly will not have a final decision in the federal district court in Dallas. Most likely it is going to be appealed by one side or the other. And the interesting thing is, at this point, the state, the only parties at this point are our client, Norman McCorvey, and the state itself. And the state of Texas' interest, obviously, in the previous ruling was to enforce the laws of the state of Texas. The laws of the state of Texas are that abortion should be illegal.
So in this case, we have the original pro-abortion forces, now anti-abortion, as the plaintiff. So a role reversal, and then on the other side, you have the state, who was in the proper position before, against the abortion. So now are we going to see, in fact, that was my next question, very astute comments from you. What about Sarah Weddington and the others that are pro-death and pro-annihilation of humanity? How do you counter them, or are they going to get involved, or will it be now, or will it be people, a new Jane Roe claiming that she's being denied abortions? I mean, what's going to happen here?
It'll be interesting to see, and I certainly I can't speak with any accuracy on that. But obviously, Sarah Weddington is no longer Norman McCorvey's attorney, and we're very grateful to God for that. So at this point, she has no voice in this case. I don't know if any other parties will attempt to intervene. I don't know that they would be successful even if they did. This is a prior party to a prior cause of action. This type of motion has not been utilized extensively in the past. There's one case, Agostini v. Felton. It was an establishment of religion case where the courts came back several years after a previous ruling and overturned the ruling. And just by way of comment, I did notice on Fox News that the their legal analyst, the judge, and his last name is escaping me at this moment, but if you look on their website, there's a comment from their senior legal analyst saying that in the Agostini case that the parties were able to have their case overruled because it only affected them. That is a great misstatement of the facts of that case of Agostini, because in that case, it affected the entire school system of the state of New York. And so there was many, many party or persons that were affected by the ruling of the court.
Well, look, they can't claim that Roe v. Wade just applies to Norma McCorvey, Jane Roe, being able to get her abortion.
Exactly.
Because it legalized this grisly practice nationwide and was used as that precedent. So clearly the precedent states that, and they can't suddenly tell us the sky is red when we all know it's blue.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Alex. And basically, under the law, the ruling in Agostini and the basis of the Rule 60 motion, we have the changes in law and the changes in fact that support the idea that prospective application of Roe is just no longer just. We know now that abortion is terrible for women, that we have over 1,000 affidavits that were filed with the court with testimonies of women of physical complications, miscarriages, infertility, cancer, depression, alcoholism, drug abuse, promiscuity. The list goes on and on. It's a terrible travesty for women. Then we have all of the new scientific evidence about the humanity of the child. At the time that Roe was decided, the court itself said, we don't know and we're not going to speculate about when life begins. Well, now we know. I mean, children are born very early on, as early as 21 weeks in some cases, and still live at this time.
Absolutely, and they're,
right.
I mean, take partial birth abortion, they're killing babies that could be adopted on the spot.
Exactly.
Stay right there, we've got a break, we'll come back, talk more about what this does to women, and we'll take your calls. You want to weigh in on this historical development with one of the lawyers involved in the case, Sharon Blakeney. We really appreciate her coming on the show. We'll give you more of the websites and how you can get involved on this incredibly historical issue. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's got to feel good, Sharon, to be in your shoes.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the power Berkey now, ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populist assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're back live. We're talking to Sharon Blakeney, attorney and counselor at law. She represents the woman known as Jane Roe from the landmark 73 Supreme Court case, Roe v. Wade. And Sharon, I was saying before we hit the last break that it's got to feel good to be involved in something that potentially could save millions and millions, hundreds of millions. They've already killed 54 million children. And the next Einstein, the next George Washington, the next next Orville Wright, somebody that could be one of our presidents or scientists or auto mechanics or loving fathers or mothers. It doesn't matter. This is incredible, and it's got to be just, you've got to be, I mean, I know you haven't won the case, you haven't overturned this great evil yet, but it's got to really, you really are getting something done here. What does it feel like? Is it rewarding to be involved in something like this?
It's a tremendous blessing to me, Alex, on a number of different levels. And most importantly, personally, I experienced abortion when I was in high school, and it was the biggest mistake I ever made in my life. And through the grace of God, I have the opportunity to use the horrible experience that I suffered and then the education that God blessed me with to hopefully protect other women from experiencing the same thing that I did. And
well,
so,
they claim that they give you, you know, options, but when you go to these places, I've talked to the women, they just sell you on it. It's not a human. This won't hurt you. They don't tell you about the cancer risk, the depression, how it causes a lot of women to become infertile, all the horrible things it does.
That's right. It's not an informed consent procedure. It's truly not. And honestly, Alex, I don't know that it could ever be, because no matter how much information they would give you, until you actually experienced it, I don't think you really know. And that's why, you know, if you look at the situation with physician-assisted suicide, this Supreme Court, the same one that the justices we have right now, most recently ruled that because a person in a position that might consider physician-assisted suicide is under such extreme duress they could never make an informed decision, that's why physician-assisted suicide was ruled illegal.
Well, it's also turned out that Wesley Smith's work at the Wall Street Journal, that mm-hmm. most people that have been killed by doctors weren't even terminally ill and were mentally ill.
Exactly. And that if they were denied their right to the physician-assisted suicide, once their pain was relieved or they received some emotional comfort, they were glad that it didn't happen. And that's exactly what we see happens with women that are that think they want an abortion, but then the situation passes and they're so grateful that it didn't occur.
Sharon Blakeney, what are the forces of death, and that's what they are, the culture of death, what are they going to do to try to counter this? I know you've got to have ideas of what their attack plan is going to be. Also, the Supreme Court, the makeup of it, are they going to give us some whitewash ruling that doesn't really get rid of abortion? Or what do your analytical skills and skills with law and understanding and research show you? And what are your colleagues saying? What do you see happening? Predictions?
Well, for obvious reasons, there's not too much that I want to comment on in that area. Clearly, we have some ideas as to what they may or may not try. In case they haven't thought of it yet, I don't know that I want to share my thoughts as what they might do. But frankly, Alex, I really feel that this is going to be a successful effort. We have the law and the facts and God on our side.
And that's why they've been desperately trying to stop people peaceably protesting, showing people pictures of what abortion really looks like, because they know if people knew the truth, Americans would be against this. Now even Dick Gephardt voted to ban partial birth abortion.
Right.
Where is the partial birth abortion ban right now? Is Bush going to sign that? I mean, where is it?
Well, now I haven't, I'll be honest with you, I've been a little busy with our case, and I haven't looked intently at that issue in the last week or so, but my understanding was it had passed both the House and the Senate, but different versions of it, and so it had to go to committee for them to reconcile the differences, and once that occurs, then the bill should be presented to the president for signature, which he has indicated he would sign.
Well, that's good news. That is
Absolutely.
Incredible news. I want to come back and take some calls in our final segment with you. The toll-free number to join us, listeners, is 800-259-9231. We're talking to Sharon Blakeney. She is attorney and counselor at law. We'll tell you about the websites and how to get involved and how to support these organizations. And, again, she is the lawyer for Jane Roe. in the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court case. She is the lawyer now countering that case that was brought by Sarah Weddington. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible.
ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com.
Want to find out more about the globalists and what they're up to and what they're doing, you'll want to visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the last hour, I covered a story out of Newsmax, which is conservative, Phil Brennan, UNESCO, strangle the monster in its crib. Unless Congress regains a modicum of sanity, the United States of America is about to rejoin an organization dedicated to the destruction of the last vestiges of Christian civilization. For reasons inexplicable to most sensible Americans, September 2002, an otherwise sensible President George W. Bush told the United Nations that the U.S. will rejoin the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, a wild-eyed bunch of President Reagan abandoned in 84, noting that it was utterly corrupt and the U.S. had no business being a member of such a group. Most Americans are blissfully ignorant of the insidious nature of the crowd of one world, paganistic, pseudo-communist, and real ones in some cases, who are bound and determined to create a new world order, establish a new world religion of tree worshipers that supplants and scorns Christianity, promotes abortion worldwide, seeks to capture control of schools and school children, and is in the process of transforming national and privately owned property in the U.S. and elsewhere into its greedy hands. So here's the problem. Bush, under pressure, cuts 80-something million to the worldwide abortion mill, which is much bigger than here. Obviously, there's 6 billion people worldwide and then another 280-something million tacked on here. So 50-plus million abortions here over the last 30 years, or 27 years, 30 years. Imagine what it is overseas. And now Bush has actually increased funding in the billions for other big abortion programs. Now, obviously, it's up to you to put pressure on the White House to back out of this. We wouldn't be having abortion in deep trouble in this country if it wasn't for people taking action. If it wasn't for people getting arrested protesting abortion clinics and counseling young women and men and trying to teach abstinence and trying to save our society from the MTV devil culture is the only way to describe it, this culture of death. I know we've got a lot of callers, Roger, Bob, Debbie, and others that are holding that want to talk to our guests, who I really appreciate joining us, Sharon Blakeney. And we are about to go to your calls. She is one of the lawyers representing Jane Roe. That was, of course, the alias for Norma McCorvey in the famous case Roe v. Wade from 73. Sharon, any other points you want to make, websites you want to give out, points you need to make before we go to these calls?
Let me suggest one thing for your listeners, Alex. As you know, the makeup of the Supreme Court is of incredible importance, especially given this case that we have filed, which may and most likely will be heard there sometime in the near future. We're facing some possible vacancies on that court. President Bush in his campaign had said that he would promote a culture of life. There is a project called Project Rosebud. If you go to www.f2a, that stands for Faith to Action, f2a.org, you can be a part of Project Rosebud, which is sending roses to President Bush for $10. You can send a rose to President Bush with a message supporting his decision to promote a culture of life and to appoint justices that will rule in accordance with that.
Boy,
that
I bet the White House is just full of roses then.
That's right. There's been thousands that have been sent, and we want to send more, Alex. We want to make sure that if there's a vacancy on this court before this case gets heard, that there's going to be a pro-life justice there.
I've got another idea. That's a good idea. How about send a rose? Maybe I should start this. that says, please don't sign the assault weapons ban.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The rose is the symbol for the pro-life movement. I'm not sure what the assault rifle ban the symbol is, but you're on the right track, Alex.
Yeah, something that is non-threatening but gets the point across.
That's correct. And Janet Folger, the director of Faith to Action, is wonderful at that. If your listeners have never been to her website, I suggest they go. She highlights the best of what everybody is doing across the country.
What are some of the other websites for the, what about the organization you're a member of that's been helping to fund this?
That is OperationOutcry.org. And on there, they can also support the Justice Foundation, which I am a part of, which has filed this case.
That's based right here in Texas.
That's correct. And obviously, the Justice Foundation requests your prayer, your financial support, and affidavits. If there are poster board of women that have not provided affidavits to us yet, they can go online, fill out their affidavit, have it notarized, and send it in. And we probably will have an evidentiary hearing, and we'll still have some time to file more affidavits with the court if they get them in quickly.
All right. So those websites for women that may want to do that?
That's correct, and that's OperationOutcry.org.
Okay, let's go ahead and take some calls. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks, folks. And if you please, Alex, I have three or four comments/questions if you keep coming back to me. Now, it's my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that even some otherwise good Christian media analyst has suggested that Roe or any subsequent decision has ruled regarding the personhood of that unborn child, and isn't it true, in fact, that that was studiously avoided in every decision?
Roger, the Supreme Court has ruled that a fetus is not a person. A fetus obviously is an unborn child, and if you look in Black's Law Dictionary, that's what the definition of fetus is, although the other side doesn't want you to know that.
So it's word games, like what does the word is mean?
Exactly.
You mean just de facto or explicitly?
Correct. Now, the one thing the court has not done, which our case is specifically requesting, is rule upon the humanity of the child. They have never been presented scientific evidence regarding the humanity of the child. And so that is something very
new. Come on, folks. It's an embryonic human, just like a little seedling is an oak tree, and I'm sick and tired of these word games.
Exactly. It's got 46 chromosomes. It's a human.
Now, second, there's probably a short-form name for that constitutional provision, some doctrine name, where the Congress can say, by the way, we have determined that the unborn child is a person and entitled to all the rights and protections under the Constitution, et cetera, and the Supreme Court cannot rule to the contrary, case closed. Is there a name for that, and might not that be a better route?
Well, Roger, I don't know about a better route. This is the route at this time that we're taking.
You're saying it's a human being,
right? If you're speaking of a constitutional amendment, which would ratification by the state.
That doesn't require an amendment.
You're saying that the Ninth and Fifth and Fourth Amendment would cover this.
I should have the article section in the Constitution, but it does say that Congress can keep the Supreme Court hands off on a particular matter.
Roger, I got other callers. You want to make your last point?
Now, even some people that support right to abortion, which was, of course, invented out of whole cloth in Roe, there's even some liberal atheists, et cetera, that while they want that right, they see that as a horrible decision in itself. They would want to see it through some other avenue. And I am kind of, I think your case might say, well, that was wrong for Norman McCorvey. Nevertheless, that doesn't undermine the general principle.
Okay, Roger, I'm going to let you go. We've got a lot of callers. And the point you're making we made in the last segment, and you made some good points, Roger. We've got to be fair to the other listeners. We only have a few minutes left with our guests, about 9 minutes left. Look, we already said this, that they're going to try, and she talked about the analyst on Fox, our guest did, the lawyer representing Norman McCorvey, going back to the Supreme Court, that they're already trying to say, okay, well, this will just be in the individual case of Jane Roe, Norma McCorvey, the true name. The point is, it was used as a precedent to legalize abortion nationwide. They cannot say that, and if they try it, it's a total fraud. Any other comments on that subject, Sharon?
I agree with you, Alex.
Okay, so it's clear, the precedent's clear. It's been used in the state governments, in the state rulings, and other federal rulings, so there is no debate on this, though they'll probably try. Bob in Colorado. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Sharon. Just a point that I have a problem with, and that is using the term abortion. Abortion is nature's way of doing something to correct a wrong, but what we're talking about is infanticide.
Invasive medical murder.
That's right, and this is practiced by not only the mother, but by the butchers of science that perform these operations.
They're the real parties, because they're doctors, they have a Hippocratic Oath, they know what they're doing, they pull those little arms and legs out of there.
But wouldn't it be more correct to call it infanticide than abortion, because abortion pertains to a whole other subject?
Yeah, we get back to semantical terms. The enemy is good at manipulating terms. Any comments to what Bob is saying, Sharon?
Well, I don't really care what they call it. I just don't want it to be legal anymore.
Absolutely. Okay, Bob, anything else?
No, thank you again, and have a nice day, both of you. Bono fortuna.
Thanks,
all right.
Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Debbie in Texas, you're on the air with our guest, lawyer representing in the new case with Roe Wade going in there. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you. Appreciate your work. And I just wanted to ask two quick little questions. First was, what type of cancers are they finding related to abortion?
Cervical.
Female cancers. And then
cervical, uterus, breast. Am I correct saying that?
That's correct.
Okay. And then the second question is off topic, but I wanted to ask Alex. I have my mother's a very intelligent, well-read person that knows a lot of history, and I've been sharing a lot of information with her, your videos and that sort of thing. And she keeps, she always asks me over and over, why do all these globalists and all these secret societies and all these powerful people, why do they get so caught up in doing what they're doing? And she keeps saying they're not going to live forever. So why do they do this? I mean, I think I know the answer.
Well, power.
But I want to hear your answer.
Well, I mean, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. The nature of power is that people that get into positions of power want more power, and it attracts sociopathic, and in many cases not just sociopathic, but sadistic individuals. And that's a big question. Why is there evil in the world? And we know why. They follow their father, don't they?
Right.
And so that's the answer of why evil people do what they do. They want control. They're afraid of the minions that are around them that help them get where they are. So they tend to get more sadistic the more powerful they get.
Right. And I guess it's because a lot of these plans are very long-range plans over decades.
Yeah, the New World Order is like
centuries,
a university.
Actually.
The New World Order is like a university. It has people that sit in the positions of power, but it goes on. The institution has a life, and this corrupt world system has a life of its own, okay?
Right. And, of course, you know, I'm fully persuaded that it's because I don't think men in and of themselves could orchestrate what these evil men do. So, I mean, that tells me that Satan himself is the one that's actually... the genius behind it all.
Well, of course, the devil's biggest trick was convincing us he didn't exist, and now you have moral relativism, and
right.
People, don't even know what good and evil is. Thanks for the call, Debbie. And this is a fight, isn't it, about good and evil, Sharon?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
Let's go ahead and talk to Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, and best of luck to you, and I hope that you're successful, Sharon, in your endeavor to overturn this decision. That actually, the decision wasn't actually about abortion; it was about choice, wasn't it? In other words, the Supreme Court decision was actually about the right to choose, not about abortion.
Well, I think, again, Wyatt, that's getting into some semantics of it. I think what we're dealing with now is the results of a 30-year experience experiment, the social experiment of abortion, and I think we see now that it's a terrible thing, and it's time for it to end.
I don't think it was an experiment. I think it was a well orchestrated plan. As Alex pointed out in his beginning of his show, just about the destruction of the family, according to a 1949 document that he was talking about.
Yeah, this is UNESCO, and they said that a 10-part series for teachers published by UNESCO in 49 under the title Towards World Understanding asserted that one of the chief aims of education today should be to prepare boys and girls to take an active part in the creation of world society, but government schools must stamp out love of country and family must be viewed as the enemy.
One other comment, and I think semantics can play an important part in all of this. I'm sure that the opposite side will be using semantics to also. One gentleman kind of stole my thunder a little bit. According to the dictionary that I had, is the abortion was a natural miscarriage, and it's actually aborticide, which is a doctor-assisted or assisted type of abortion. And if you take aborticide and homicide, you might want to call it semantics, but it's still the same thing. So it is a form of homicide and genocide. So it's not, semantics can be used, and you
folks
can say, well,
it's killing our young.
That's right.
In the tender womb, when they're totally, it's the equivalent of grabbing a kid off the street and going and cutting their arms and legs off.
That's right. Okay, Alex, well, good luck to you, and I hope everything works out, and I'll be praying for you.
All right,
thank you.
Wyatt. I appreciate it. So how long until we find out what the Supreme Court's going to do with this? You say it's going into the appellate court in Dallas. How long until it gets up to the Supreme Court?
Well, it's actually not in the appellate court, Alex. We filed this in the federal district court in Dallas, Texas, which was the court where the original filing was made. Now, this may be a little more detailed than you were looking for, but basically the court there has to make a decision whether they're going to have one judge hear the case or if they're going to convene a three-judge panel. There was a statute in place at the time of the original ruling that called for a three-judge panel in any case declaring or challenging the constitutionality of a state statute.
And so they could now rule then that the abortion is illegal, and then what area of the country would then have a ban on abortion? And then you'd have an appeal go to the Supreme Court, or how does this work?
Well, if the court chooses to convene a three-judge panel, and then that panel makes a ruling either for or against, there is a direct appeal to the United States Supreme Court from any ruling from a three-judge court. Now, if the federal district court chooses to only have one judge hear the case, then after that ruling, the case would then be appealed to an appellate court and then to the Supreme Court if necessary. So
we're talking about years here?
It could be years or it could be 1 year.
Millions more dead children.
Right. We have to wait. The federal district court here has a lot of decisions to make, and sometimes these things just move very, very swiftly, and other times they get bogged down. And
well, how do we lobby to make sure it moves quickly?
Well, I suppose
it's a lot more important than can a school teacher wear a dress? They're a man. You know, they got cases like that, I know, in the courts.
Right. I don't anticipate they're going to sit on it too long, because the longer they sit on it, the more support's going to swell on both sides, and we could be in the middle of a firestorm than we're in.
Godspeed to you. We'll be praying for you. We really appreciate Sharon Blakely for joining us. Take care.
Thank you.
You bet. I'll come back and got some comments on this with some other news, and we'll go to the next hour with another guest.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, free is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that can contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today.
All right, we're back live, folks, and this is a testament to what can happen if you get involved and keep pushing. We could see Roe v. Wade overturned, but I predict that we'll be lucky if we get a ban on partial birth abortion. And I want to say blessed, because it's just sick what's happening. God wants it all stopped, and humanity should want it all stopped. But just watch the type of judges Bush puts in there. I mean, the guy just signed on to UNESCO that worldwide is killing hundreds of millions of children every decade through abortion. Hundreds of millions. It dwarfs the 54 million in this country. And I know a lot of you have had abortions out there, and so you've tried to rationalize what's happening, but you got this pain in your heart and your stomach and your mind. Why don't you repent and ask God for forgiveness? And beg the baby for forgiveness, and you'll be forgiven. You'll be forgiven. Like the thief hanging on the cross next to Christ. Folks, you really can be forgiven. It was a human being you killed. Stop being a party to the murder of other children. Join us in the fight against this. By the way, street preachers now on public streets are being beat up by police and arrested nationwide. I'm going to be getting some of those guests on. This is confirmed mainstream news. They're banning political protest of almost any type. The feds carry out the abortion clinic bombings from all the evidence we have, to then blame it on Christians and try to demonize those that are against abortion. The feds are going to do this with biometrics, I have no doubt. As you complain about biometrics in the cashless society, they'll form terror groups that blow stuff up, protesting against biometrics. Then, oh, if you're against biometrics, you're with the terrorist. This is how they do it. You're against the New World Order, you're a terrorist, see? This is the globalist tactic. We've proven it in hundreds of cases. And, you know, even people on the left are waking up and coming out against abortion because they've had abortions, they know it's wrong, the health risk, all of it. It's time to repent. It's time to have some decency. It's time to not kill children. And all this life of the mother stuff. I mean, if a surgery needs to take place and a baby... was lodged, killing the mother, and in the surgery they remove the human being, the baby, and the mother dies, and the baby dies, or the mother lives, the baby dies, then that's not an abortion. So, you know, before the mother was in risk, they'd go in and do a surgery. It wasn't called an abortion. It was a surgery and the baby died. This is abortion. This is sick. This is sick. And Trent Lott was going to pass the same version as the House last year. And Bush got mad and told him to not bring up that ban on partial birth abortion. So there's a lot of sneakiness going on. And I look at Bush's actions. Claims he's against abortion here, funds it worldwide. So it's like saying, okay, I'm not going to kill this kid, but I'm going to bash the brains out of 100,000. So I'm good because I saved this one kid, but I'm going to kill all these other kids. You know, it's a sick joke. Before I end this hour and come back with your calls and another guest, I hope you'll all go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you'll get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, my new film, 2 hours and 40 minutes, professionally produced, and your purchase supports this broadcast, and you're authorized for not-for-profit, not-for-sale purposes to get my videos and make copies, spread the word, and wake up minds and unlock minds. It's having an effect. Police State 3 covers government-sponsored terror, Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, executive orders, forced inoculations, gun control. It goes on and on. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get my videos. When you get three or more, they drop down in price substantially. Or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. Help us in our work. Get the word out. Wake people up. 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Don't stand idly by and let these terrorists carry out their murder. Expose the terrorist. Get the videos. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or Infowars.com or net. Third hour straight ahead. Your calls, a guest, and a bunch of news. Stay with me.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We water.